What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
District 15 is the smallest district in the state geographically. My district includes a cathedral downtown and a terrace park, so it's a beautiful district. However, I, as well as my constituents, are concerned about the uptick in violent crime. There was a shooting literally right across the street from where we live, and we've also had a car stolen recently, so my family's also pretty, invested in making sure these streets are safer. Higher rents and a cost of living are also affecting my district quite negatively, and I look forward to helping find solutions to all three of those situations.
Can you discuss a major issue or topic you want the legislature to address?
Well, for starters, I look forward to listening to law enforcement and other groups to fix the growing crime rate. Safe districts, District 15, are my number one priority. This isn't particularly a legislative solution, but Councilwoman Teresa Staley's push for more neighborhood crime watches is a good start, but we need to do more. However, also, the recent tax and fee increases have really hit my district quite hard. Families now need to work about an extra day a year just to make the same amount of money they did before the tax increases, specifically the sales tax increase. And as their representative, I will oppose any and all proposed sales tax increases.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with this?
Well, I'll go back to just safe streets again. Like I said, Councilwoman Staley is on the right track, getting citizens involved to keep their streets safer. But I think as a legislature, we can reevaluate how we deal with nonviolent offenders. We're a smaller city than Omaha, but we've had more jail bed days than they did last year. And I think we need to sharpen our focus to violent criminals in terms of cost of living. Raising property taxes in turn creates higher rents. We need to be aware of that and act accordingly. And furthermore, we need to stop passing massive tax increases that make it harder and harder for working families to get by.